Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Straight up, we are often imitated but never duplicated, the original podcast per se. I've been knocking out old bums. How long? 37. No, make that 38 plus years now. And who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. I just do. So straight up, I'm not the average boxing fan. I said I've been boxing, I've been writing, but you are. You see things from a different perspective. You really do. So I will open up the toll free at the top of each hour just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we'll spend some time this hour with the shot caller. I'm talking about Tommy D will be here. Stitch Duran will be here, the cut man to the stars. We'll talk with him at 40 minutes past the hour. We'll also spend some time I've got a couple surprise guests for you. Just put it to you like that. I got a couple surprise guests. And get this, Aaron Snow will be, of course, the trainer, of course, with Mike Tyson, many, many stars. But the bottom line is Aaron Snow and I go back a long time. We were the broadcast partners. We did a lot of TV together. We're trying to put the TV team back together. Comcast, are you listening? Straight up, we'll have Aaron Snow, and I think he'll be here in about 25 or 30 minutes. So straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews protect against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All with one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Diarrhea, vomiting, lethargy, and itching may be seen. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
The heavyweight champ in the world, of course, formerly Mike Tyson, knocking out all bums. He basically did all that and more. He will be in the corner of Francis Ngannou when Ngannou challenges Tyson Fury for the world heavyweight title. Of course, that's going down October the 30th, folks. Anytime the heavyweight champion of the world steps into the ring, his title is on the line. That's just the way it is. If Tyson Fury gets knocked out, I'm not trying to say that Ngannou is the world heavyweight champion, but we have to declare the titles vacant. Now, I know the WBC is going to be stubborn on this. All the sanctioning bodies are going to try to say, No, history tells us we have to strip Tyson Fury of the World Heavyweight Championship, should he not be successful October the 30th with Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou, never a boxer, a MMA guy, the former UFC heavyweight champion at one point in time. I thought he was the most feared guy in the world of mixed martial arts, but that was wasn't boxing. This is boxing. Straight up, Tyson Fury, people think that he's got a style at 6'9", that he's just going to roll all over Ngannou. But Ngannou punches short and he punches hard. He has a puncher's chance if anybody does. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. From the West Coast to the East Coast, and bringing our Sunday shot caller. I'm talking about Tommy D, Thomas Dillamuth. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
Okay, I'm not hearing him here. Am I not hearing nothing in my ears? Okay, one more time. Hey. Try that one more time. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, I'm good. And you? How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. When I didn't hear you right away there, I started freaking out there. And the impeccable one in the other room, I saw him, he even got flustered there, and he never gets flustered. So, yeah, we're good. Put it this way. We had such a disaster yesterday, and I'm willing to admit it. I'm going to tell you like this. Yesterday's show was a disaster. Kids were involved with it. I mean, people not showing up. People giving me the wrong phone numbers, the wrong Skype numbers. People waiting in England for us to call, and we're calling them on another number because he forgot to give us a new number, and he's sitting there by his new number. So, anyway, it was extremely frustrating yesterday, without a doubt. Now, let's talk about the boxing world, of course. Williams had paid it out, 29-0, 25 KOs. Last night's stoppage of Mr. Gesta. Gesta come to us via the Philippines. I mean, he's long in the tooth. He couldn't punch. This was the perfect opponent.
It was, yeah, very perfect opponent. This guy is like 30. He's 36 years old, you know, if we believe that's his real age. You know, he's been around a long time.
Are you trying to say that people from the Philippines lie about their age? Is that what you're trying to say? Like the Cubans? I'll never forget. I think Joel Casimir, when he won the 1992 Olympic gold medal, I thought he was like 60 years old then. I mean, the Cubans, they don't have to tell the truth when they come over here. I mean, they come over on a boat. They swim across, right? So they go, how old are you? And the guy says to me, I'm 16. The guy's 23. You know, anyway, that's what I think a lot of the Cubans do. Russians, the same thing. Anyway, Cepeda, can you really get impressed with Cepeda, though? I mean, the record looks good, but I looked at his numbers, and he doesn't present a threat. He looks very basic to me. He doesn't present a threat to Shakur Stevenson or anybody I would consider elite at 135. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I think you're absolutely right. He hasn't forced somebody that can, you know, box and move around. He's good when you're right there in front of him.
But
you
know, I'm looking at film of him right now on WBC TV, Tommy, and he's hit. He's right there. There's no defense in him. It's that Guest is not throwing back.
No. He's hitting Zepeda's hands with his face and his body.
yeah, right? That's a good way to put it. All right, let's go back to 135 pounds now. Of course, everybody at 135 has their own opinion as who's the best. I think it's probably Tank Davis. I mean, the undefeated lad, was he like 30-0, 28 knockouts, 29-0, 27 knockouts, something like that. But the bottom line is, he's never been threatened.
No, he hasn't been threatened. I mean, there's been fights he's been in where he's, you know, gotten beaten up a little bit and, you know,
threatened,
hit a lot, but you know, threatened. No, he hasn't been hurt. He hasn't been, you know, wobbled or anything like that. You're correct.
Okay. And you know, the fight he had with Pitbull Cruz, you know, I'm of the opinion Pitbull Cruz, everybody talks about how tenacious he is and everything like that. But Tommy D, he's a guy I think that needs to lose 5 pounds. I think if he came down to 130, he could really, really do something in the world of boxing. At 135, he's going to be maybe not the gatekeeper, but like the number 9 or the 10th guy forever.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, he's not going to beat any of those guys in 135. If he dropped in weight, yeah, definitely. I could see him doing some things down there. Maybe, you know, maybe he fights Navarrete, right? Like, that'll be a good fight at 130.
How good is Navarrete?
Navarrete's real good. I think he's top-notch. He's real good. If he was to fight, you know, Oshaki Foster now, I think he stops him.
Okay, let's go back to 135 just for a second. Devin Haney's moved up to 140. He's going to fight Regis Progress allegedly in November or December, I believe, here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco. They haven't actually put that on paper yet. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it on paper yet? Is it done?
I've heard it's December 9th, I think is the date.
Uh-huh.
I know I've already seen odds for the fight, too. They actually have Haney as a 3-1 favorite.
Whoa, you know, Socrates thought yesterday, I think somebody told me that they thought that the odds would go the other way.
Yeah, no, and I was shocked to see it as well. 3-1 favorite for Devin Haney.
Is that because Regis Progress looked stellar in his last performance?
I think that has to play a role in it. And then I guess with Haney coming and fighting home in San Francisco, I guess that plays a part in it as well.
This is his home, but he's been telling everybody he's from Oakland, California. So he's Oakland. He was born and raised here in the City by the Bay, but when it's convenient, he lives in San Francisco. Okay. Any other, when it's ethnic, bro, I'm from Oakland.
Yeah.
It's the way he rolls. Yeah, it's the way he rolls, him and his father. Anyway, I thought he was, I think he was a disappointment at 135 pounds because I think all he did was make cash runs. All it was about is Devin Haney making cash runs. I mean, the thing with Kambosos, I understand he got tied into the two fights there, but when he fought, I thought he lost to Lomachenko. And I mean, I'm not trying to say it was a robbery of this and that, but I thought that Lomachenko clearly won 7 of the 12 rounds.
I thought it was a close fight, too. I had it 7-5 for Loma as well. You could make an argument for a draw, but I wouldn't say robbery. It was definitely a close
one. Without a doubt. And now Lomachenko, they want to throw him in with somebody like Shakur Stevenson right away, and that's not good. He's like, Lomachenko's old. I think he deserved the rematch, and with Haney, that's not going to happen, it looks like, unless they do it at 140, and he's probably not going to want to fight at 140. I'm talking about Lomachenko, the former world champion at 126, 130, and 135.
They're going to try to...
Go on.
I think they're going to try to set him up to fight Kambosos. I think that's an intriguing fight, and I think he'll look very good against Kambosos. I think he may even stop him.
Why are you mentioning this? You got to take Kambosos and Ryan Garcia. Let these guys – don't mention these guys again, man. Tommy D, you're giving these guys – you're the shot caller. You're giving these guys some play, man. These guys don't deserve any play. Ryan Garcia, he should be doing Victoria's Secrets commercials.
He's a good looking guy and he needs to
Ladies' underwear
himself in the ring, but
no ladies, I meant ladies. No, you didn't catch that. I meant ladies' underwear.
Yeah. Is he hanging around with Oscar?
No, he ain't hanging around with Oscar, but he had that punk-ass performance a couple of months ago. That's enough to me. Listen, he will never be looked at in a positive light in my mind unless he was to go out there and knock out the entire world. And he's not going to do that. He took the money and ran. He's a millionaire. He's set for life. And he took it under false pretenses.
Yeah. I agree. And then he got a couple of sponsors as well. He's made a lot of money.
Either he was hurt going in or he took a dive. Which one was it?
I don't think he took it seriously. I don't think he trained as hard as he should have.
How can you not train for a monster like Gervonta Davis? Come on, man. The guy was 26 knockout, something like that. I mean, come on. Especially after that second round. And you know, Ryan walked to the ring like... I've seen guys on drugs before. I didn't know what Ryan was on. I couldn't figure out what drug that was, but it sure wasn't motivation.
Nah, he definitely quit in that fight. Yeah. But I don't know, maybe all the little things that they had in the contract with the catch weight
and
the rehydration clause. I mean, he's a 140-pound fighter now.
I'm shaking my head. No. Listen, the guy was fighting 135 pounds. They put a weight limit on him afterwards. With the right dietitian, he should be able to do that with ease. You know what I'm saying? If you got out of hand, if you got funky, then that's on you. Okay, but for the most part, you rehydrate, eat the food that you need, you're going to be okay. I thought Ryan Garcia let that get to his head. I think it was a psychological issue as far as he was concerned, but... I just don't think that he was ever the real... Listen, when Joe Goosen said that training Ryan Garcia is a collaboration of Ryan Garcia, his father, and me, that sort of tells the story right there. I thought Joe Goosen was the boss. In fact, when I said that Ryan was going to win this fight, I didn't think Ryan was going to win this fight. I thought Joe Goosen was going to win this fight.
Yeah, that's a good assessment there. I agree with you there with Joe. But it just seems like Ryan is not taking it... You know, taking boxing serious, you know, as he should.
After the money he made, he said some crap like I remember he said, I can make more money on social media than I can boxing, this and that. Was he selling nude pictures of himself back to the Victoria's Secret thing? Is that what he was doing? What?
Who knows? I don't know. He got that money from, what was it, Gatorade sponsored him as well?
I don't know. Ryan Garcia was talking about fighting again in December. And, of course, the guys that are training him down there in Dallas, Texas, they just came off the successful fight with Errol Spence.
It's not looking good, and there's already rumors that Spence doesn't even want to be with his trainer anymore. He wants to part ways.
Spence doesn't want to be with anybody right now. You know why? Because Spence is in his own world. He's nuts. If he wants to do this again, it's like walking into a wall on purpose, and that's what's going to happen. And if you think he got the spit beat out of him the first time, the second time he may get beat up during the referee's instructions.
Yeah, and Bud is not giving him any type of leeway either. He doesn't want to fight him at 154 either. He's told him, you know, maybe he'll do 148. He has to fight him again at welterweight if he wants to rematch.
You know, I think that Bud Crawford is exercising that option to an extent to not fight Errol Spence again. I don't think he really wants. He don't want to hurt. He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
I agree. With you. I really feel like that's it. You know, because why do that to yourself again, right?
Earl Spence is a fatality waiting to happen. Okay, he got tossed out of that car. You saw the injuries from the car, the retina, the cornea, the damage, the blood in the eyes. Isn't that 2 or 3 weeks after the accident? So he definitely had a severe brain bleed. He probably should never box again. And here, you know, if he'd have got that type of beating in a ring, he wouldn't have never boxed again. And of course, one doctor says that he's got irreversible brain damage. This and that. I'm willing to go along with that because when he fought Terrence Crawford, he looked like Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes, like 38 years old, nothing.
Yeah, he definitely looks like damaged goods. Even when he was supposed to fight Pacquiao, the Pacquiao fight, he had to pull out because of the torn retina.
Yeah, Errol Spence hasn't pulled out too often. He's got a whole bunch of illegitimate kids. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you say those things with the violence behind them, I mean, that sense of intimidation. Do you do that by design? I mean, clearly, there's no question, Mike, you guys come into the ring and they are scared to death.
You only scare people from hitting them. You don't scare them from just looking at them and marking them down and tracking them. I mean, you have to hit them. That's when they come intimidated. They're not intimidated. Once they get hit, then they become intimidated.
Iron Mike Tyson, of course, the former world heavyweight champion, now training, allegedly training Francis Ngannou. I've got the drift from people in the UK that he's not training him, that he got $5 million to be a spokesperson for Ngannou, sort of hang around with him, this and that, a hang around. But the bottom line is Mike Tyson is involved. Of course, the October 30 match going to go down in Saudi Arabia. Of course, I'm against Saudi Arabian involvement in all professional sports, but especially boxing, because I hold boxing dear to me. But straight up, that's going to go down October 30th for a whole lot of money in Saudi Arabia. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Before we get into next week's fight, Tommy D, I want to mention the knockout of the weekend. Ramon Cardenas, of course, 23-1 now, 12 KOs, knocking out the undefeated Rafael Pedroza. 15-0, came in with 11 knockouts, but sometimes the old guy go.
Yeah, Pedroza's been around for a while, and this may be it for him.
Okay, I'm having headphone problems again. All right, hold on a second.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. You there, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Can you hear me now?
I'm having more headphones. You name it, it's happening here today. Headphone ball falls on. Anyway, I thought that knockout was a knockout of the weekend, and I thought that kid really showed that he's got some ability. I mean, the punches that he knocked him out with were nice.
Yeah, I honestly didn't really get to see that fight. I did see some other fights. I saw the Joey Gonzalez and
Socrates says
Luis
enjoy
Alberto Lopez fight.
Yeah, so yeah, I saw that Lopez won. Of course, the IBF 126 pound title fight. Is Joette Gonzalez like the bridesmaid forever?
See, like he probably is, or the gatekeeper. Yeah,
the gatekeeper.
Three straight losses, and you know he gave a good effort. I thought he closed out pretty decently, but you know he obviously didn't win the fight. He was down the last like three rounds. He gave a good effort. I thought he hurt him in the 10th round, but. You know, he's, you know, going to always forever be a bridesmaid.
Xander Zayas, they don't consider him to be a bridesmaid. They consider him to be the real deal. Of course, Bob Arum and Top Rank signed him at the age of 16. I think he tried to sign him at 12, but he couldn't. But the bottom line is he sort of stopped a guy that was all very bloody, Roberto Valenzuela. How do you assess his progress thus far?
I think he's done well. In the fight before this one, I didn't think he moved his – he kept his head on kind of the straight line for most of the fight. I didn't like that. But in this fight, he looked good. He moved around a little bit better. His head movement was pretty good. He really damaged this guy. He gave him a nasty cut above his nose. You know, the guy was game at, you know, towards the end of the fight. But, you know, Xander looks good. I expect him, you know, maybe the next great Puerto Rican fighter that we have.
You know – how can I put this? Who would be the best Puerto Rican fighter now?
Right now, I like Sabrel Matias. I think he's pretty solid. He's the champion there at 140. I like to see him get a crack at a unification fight with maybe the winner of Haney and Prograis.
Is Haney gonna want to tangle with him? You know, Haney's been pretty selective on who he fights.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets by Prograis is a dangerous fighter, right? He has punching power, he can box a little bit. You know, if he could get by, why not fight a guy like Sabrel Matias, who's, you know, not known to really move around, and he does get hit a lot, you know, but he does possess that knockout power.
Question, has Mayweather been good for boxing, yes or no, Floyd Mayweather?
I think it's a little bit of yes and no.
Okay, give me the yes.
The yes, I mean, Money Mayweather, Pretty Boy Mayweather was a really good fighter. He fought the best guys, the top guys, you know, hands down.
But he fought him when he usually fought him at a disadvantage. Okay, and what are the no's?
The no's, Money Mayweather set up these matchups. You know, he took fights against guys that we really didn't want to see. You know, we didn't want to see Robert Guerrero. We didn't want to see Andre.
Well, you know, but let's be, you know, people didn't understand it, and these Floyd fans, I don't get it, because the excitement stops when the bell rings.
Oh, with his...
I mean, that's it. I mean, he goes, and listen, and I understand why he wants to fight safety first, because Uncle Roger got hurt and that kind of stuff, you know, but still, I think he's a bore, and I think Mike Tyson's right. If boxing was all about Floyd Mayweather, boxing wouldn't exist. And if these fighters keep following the Mayweather pattern, per se, or this Mayweather blueprint, the game's going to be in trouble. I mean, the UFC's making a run on its fan base.
Yeah, you're right. The only difference is between the UFC and boxing is that, you know, the fighters in boxing, the boxers get paid. The UFC fighters are not getting paid.
Yeah, and they're getting hit when they're on the ground. I'll talk about that in my next in the next hour with Stitch Duran. Anyway, bottom line is we've got fights coming up, of course, in 2 weeks. Canelo Alvarez and Jermell Charlo. Now, they're not fighting on Mexican Independence Day. Is that because Canelo was too fat and couldn't make the weight?
It could be. You know, usually
think about that. They had Las Vegas pumped and primed. There are more Mexicans in Las Vegas right now than there are in Mexico.
Yeah, and he should have, because you know, there was no fights this weekend. It was the fights are on Friday, okay. Right? As Zepeda was last night. Why not make the fight this weekend? It must be he needed extra time.
Had to take off that gut, baby. Had to take off the gut. You hang around with Steph Curry and things like that. I mean, Steph's not getting fat, but you're getting fat. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, of course, probably going up somewhere. If he fights at 168, I guess he was walking around about 185 or 190. He looked puffy.
Yeah, he did look puffy at the press conference. He's probably walking around about 185, like you said.
Okay, I remember Chavez and Meldrick Taylor, the rematch going down the Mexican Independence Weekend. Of course, didn't Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Tran, that was less than exciting. That went down on that weekend. Any other fights go down on this weekend?
Oscar De La Hoya and Trinidad, 1999, September 18th. And then, like you said, the rematch with Meldrick Taylor and Chavez, which Chavez knocked him and stopped him in the eighth. But they did have the kind of the round of the year in round six. That round six was a hell of a round.
You know what? Meldrick was damaged. I saw Meldrick. I saw the licking he took that night, the first fight with Chavez. I mean, he was beaten to a pulp. The life was beaten out of him just about. His spirit was beaten out. I mean, he was just done. And when he looked at the referee, when he looked at Lou Duva standing in the corner instead of the referee, trying to get his attention, I mean, that was the end right then and there. But the bottom line is he was wrecked. I mean, he was put through a meat grinder, and then they put him in the meat grinder again. Yee.
With Terry Norris. After the first Meldrick fight, after the first Chavez fight, he fought Terry Norris a few fights later, and he stopped him in the fourth.
That was in Palm Springs. That was pretty sad.
Yeah.
That was pretty sad. Yeah. Speaking of Terry Norris, somebody asked me to describe him the other day, and I said he was chinny. You think that's a good way to describe Terry Norris, chinny?
Yes and no. I mean, if you get hit, you get hit, right? You know, you can take a punch, you can't take a punch. I mean, I wouldn't say that.
No, you didn't see enough of Terry Norris. You didn't see it. Now let's talk about Zil Zhang, of course, next week in Joe Joyce. What's going on with that? How do you see it?
I think we're going to see the same thing, unless Joe Joyce can make some type of adjustments. But I think at his age and now, I don't think he's going to make any adjustments. He can't get away from that straight left hand. He's slow, and that straight left is going to hit him all night long.
I mean, he's slow, and as I said, he's so robotic, he makes Vladimir Klitschko look like Muhammad Ali.
You're right. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, the fight, the odds right now is even. They have them both at about, you know, a -110. They have an even fight, but I like Zhang to stop him again.
Even fight, and they're fighting in the UK. Tommy, do you know what that means? That means Zil Zhang's a favorite.
Zil Zhang is a favorite,
he's a favorite because of the fact that they're fighting in the UK, though. The other guy,
they bring it down.
Anyway, you have a good week, young man. Hug the kids, hug the family. We'll talk real soon.
You got it, bro. Take it easy.
Thomas Dillamuth, of course, a.k.a. Tommy D, the shot caller on Sunday here. The Ring Talk version, of course, comes to you from the Sports Byline Studios. Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It doesn't faze me what anyone says about me. It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. You know what I mean? I'm a totally different entity what other people think. Michael and Tyson are two different people. I'm Tyson here. To my children and my wife, I'm Mike and Daddy, but I'm Tyson here. Tyson's nothing. Tyson's just a freak. Tyson's just somebody that generates a ton of money. No one knows me. No one has any kind of consideration for my feelings, my pain, or anything I've ever been through in my life.
Mike Tyson, of course, training Francis Ngannou, or fronting. We're going to find out right now. Aaron Snow, how are you today, young man?
All right. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just
fine.
Thank
you for having me, my brother.
I gotta ask you this. Is Mike Tyson training Francis Ngannou, or is Mike Tyson advising Francis Ngannou? There's a bit of a difference.
Well, to my understanding, he's doing a little bit of both. And hopefully he can make the adjustments from the UFC in the fighting someone on the top of their game like a Tyson Fury. It's a big task at that hand, and whether he can pull it off or not is going to be another story. But it is, to my understanding, he can punch.
Yep.
So he got a puncher's chance.
Okay. I'm going to say this to you. You're a boxing historian. Anytime the heavyweight champion of the world steps into the ring, his title is on the line, whether it's not on the line, or whether it's on the line officially or not. Can we agree on that?
Oh, absolutely, Pedro. You know that. You know, because when you fight the man that fought the man, that beat the man, that fought the man, you become the man. And Tyson Fury did that. You know, perception is everything.
Okay.
So if he climbs in there and he gets beat, well, guess what? The man who beats him is going to be the man. It just goes like that. You know, whether it be a sanctioned fight or non-sanctioned fight, that's the way the public's going to view it.
That's the way, going back to the days of James J. Corbett and things like the fights here in Colma, California, I mean, that's just the way it's done. The heavyweight champion, when he appeared, his title was on the line, no doubt about that. Now, how's life treating you?
Well, life's treating me great. And, Pedro, when you mentioned Corbett in San Francisco, don't forget Jack Johnson, one of his
Our
first bosses that he had was in San Francisco, brother.
Well, they actually didn't fight in San Francisco. They fought in Colma, which was right across the border. They called it Colma. It was Daly City. It's like right across up on Mission Street. Right when you cross Sickles and Mission, that's where the arena used to be. They built an outdoor arena that will hold like over 100,000 people.
That is correct, Pedro. What history, you know? But you know, they called it San Francisco where he fought. But you're right, Pedro. To be absolutely exact. You're right.
To be geographically exact. Yeah, okay, good point about that one. Now, we're looking at guys in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm going to bring this up to you. Maybe you can agree with me, maybe you don't. But when you hit guys when they're down, when the guys are down and their head's got nowhere to go, I think that you're asking for serious brain damage. And that's what's going on in the UFC. In fact, if you look at the numbers, the UFC fighters are three times more likely to suffer chronic traumatic encephalopathy than a professional boxer, and an NFL player is twice as likely to suffer CTE than a boxer. So what I'm trying to tell you is that these guys getting hit when they're on the ground, I mean, there's nowhere to give. In other words, if I jab you with a boxing glove, your head's going to go backwards a little bit. But if I hit you when you're on the ground, nothing's going to happen except your head's going to absorb the punch.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Pedro. You're a former fighter.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people may not know that. But you understand what happens to fighters when you get hit. you know, a lot of safety measures that were taking place in the game of boxing, such as the gloves from 4 ounces to 10 ounces, mm-hmm. 8 ounces for under 60 pounds. All of those measures that were taken were for the safety of the boxer, of professional boxing. Now, with the UFC, how they got around the regulation was Mark Ratner.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Dana White went and hired Mark Ratner. For those who don't know, he was the commissioner of the Nevada Commission, which was the primary leader in professional boxing commissions. Mm-hmm. And they gave him $1 million. He sat president of the USC and got, I think it was $1 million a year that helped them get around the regulation in terms of the safety issues. And that thing, you know, That's how the UFC and mixed martial arts, that kind of activity, because it was banned at one time. Don't forget, boxing had already went through that era, Pedro. If you remember in the bare knuckles days, you could knock a guy down, stand over top of him, and whack him just when he was getting ready to get up. You know, those type of things were changed because of safety. And then with the in England, those Brockton rules that helped organize the sport for the safety of the boxer and the fighter. And that's what it's all about, safety, 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 Pedro, because we don't want to see, we enjoy the sport, we love the sport, we don't want to see nobody get seriously injured where it amounts to death, because when one person dies like that, it's like you lost all of mankind.
But you and, you know? I know, but you and I, see, here's what we go to these events, these Hall of Fames, these dinners and this and that, and we see the residual effects. It's taking place in some of these fighters, this and that. And some of the fighters are like, are somewhat semi-destitute, don't have any money, this and that. But with Dana White's crew, I mean, those guys, they're not even getting paid at all. Do you know Francis Ngannou, the most he ever made before was $500,000, and he drew $10 million gates plus pay-per-view?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pedro. But, you know, like we all the time say, is that he had the complexion for the protection, as Muhammad Ali used to say, for him to get away with that. Could you imagine if Don King had done something like that? You know, he was paying people more than everybody else, and they still try to tag him with that he's a robber, he's a thief, he's a crook, and he don't pay guys the amount of money that they rightly deserve.
You know, so, Let me jump in here. He always paid me every cent that he said he was going to pay me. Every single cent. And I'm going to tell you like this. I ran a bit of a game on Don King. Not too many people can run a game, but I ran a bit of a game. He gave me some first-class accommodations to Paris one time, okay? I was doing something for
Paris.
So anyway, I got slick, and I went to the airport, and I cashed in the first-class ticket and flew the same flight coach, okay? And I did this like three or four different places around the world, and I put like $4,000 or $5,000 in my pocket, okay? So anyway, He finds out, and I say to myself, this is it. I'm fired. I'm done. That probably wasn't cool, Pete. You shouldn't have done it, blah, blah, blah. You're stealing from Bobby. You're stealing money from the boss, the whole nine yards. Then I said to myself, no, I'm still getting there at the same time. Anyway, he said to me, Mother Ducker, if you're late, you're fired. Okay? And, yeah, Ducker and said, you know what? But the bottom line is that's just the way you put it. If you're late, you're fired. If you're ever late, you're fired. But he sort of admired the hustle. He always treated me well. I mean, at one point in time, I'll bring up another Don King good thing. I was doing a fight for him in Las Vegas, and I was televising it, and King Vision, I think me and Bob Sheridan, I think it was Bob Sheridan.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Don King was promoting it at the weigh-in the day before. I was sitting there at the weigh-in, and the weigh-in, a pre-fight production meeting, and I had my daughter on my lap, and she was like three years old. And Don King says, Pedro, do you have a nanny for her tomorrow? I mean, come on, man. The guy's a CEO. He's got zillions of dollars going on, back and forth, this and that, and he's worried about me and my kid having a nanny for the fight.
Yeah, well, that's only right. You know what I mean? He did a lot of great things to help the sport of boxing. And, you know, with that, came with a lot of criticism. People, you know, criticized him. A lot of it was enviousness and jealousy of the things that they said he did and this and that.
You know what?
But like I tell all of them that, all of them that say those type of things, I say, well, what did you do with the money that he did give you?
Okay, here's what's up. I remember one time when Donald Trump came, he told me, we're having breakfast in this press room, his office in Atlantic City. So we're having breakfast, and they brought us in a ping pong table full of food. We had our own, what do they call it, buffet. We had our own buffet. Our own buffet, exactly. Everything, you met, it was all there. So anyway, I'm eating, and this, and Don King, the phone rang, impeccable one's probably heard the story before, so he's working his nose. Anyway, the phone rings, and it's Don King. So Donald Trump's talking to him. It's Donald Trump. So Don King says, okay. So anyway, Don King says to me, Pedro. He said, yeah. I go, Donald Trump's coming downstairs. Yeah, I said, and the mother duck don't shake hands. I said, I don't want to shake his hand. I really don't like the dude anyway. Blah, 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 blah. He goes, well, get your ass in the back of the room. Now go sit in the back of the room. I don't want you messing this up for us. Go in the back of the room. So I went in the back of the room, and he actually sent me to the back of the room. I sat down, ate the rest of my breakfast. Donald Trump came in. He took a picture with Don King, and for that photo op, Don King got $280,000 for a party that night for Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, and you know, Don King, you know, he helped bury Sugar Ray Robinson.
I didn't know.
And Bodini Brown. A lot of people don't know that, you know, different kind of charity work because he don't publicize it. But he did help bury those guys.
The turkey drive. Every Thanksgiving he would come on the show.
The turkey tour, where they tore up the limo, remember? And Brooklyn handing out the turkeys. The line was still long, and people were still wanting turkeys and needed turkeys, and there was no more turkeys after three tractor trailer full of turkeys, and they start jumping on the limo, damaged the hood, the car was hanging on while everybody was trying to get up out of there. Yeah, those days were something, and we in different cities around the country, handing out turkeys to the downtrodden and the poor and the ones left out and the ones kicked to the side. And, you know, those type of things, man, the promotions of these days, promoters of this day, they don't do such things like that with different fighters to take them around. And you remember the military stuff Don used to do with the military guys in
there.
Vegas. You know, it was something.
No. What he did with the military guys was when he couldn't sell tickets, he had all the military guys fill up the seats.
yeah. He's playing from the Army base down there. He jammed and said he's going to give the seats to the military guys.
Yeah.
Instead of them being empty, he did that. What a great promotional tool that he used to bring, you know, only in America, baby, like he said.
Okay, so only in America. What's the king? You know, I call him the king of nap. He loves that. You are the king of nap. He loved that one. The wire-haired wonder, another name that I gave him. But the bottom line is, what's he doing now? He's got a card coming up. Is it November the 4th?
Yes, it is November the 4th, and Adrian Bronner is headlining it. Him and Adrian Bronner has teamed up. He's teamed up with Don King. He fought in June. And he's coming back November 4th at the Miami Casino, the old High Line.
Yeah.
So
we did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stuff there, man. We did a lot of fights there.
Yeah, a lot of fights there at the High Line back in the day. And Don King has brought it back since they turned it to the High Line. He's been the Miami Casino, that is. Mm-hmm. That he's doing, you know, fight cards. You know, Don, he's still putting on 5-6 title fights. He got two heavyweight championship fights on that undercard. So he's just doing it, man. You know, like he says, he's 92 years young, and he keeps going.
All right, so you know what you need? You need to get on the phone and tell him, listen, let Ira Glass produce his show. Let Pedro and Aaron do the talent. We'll bring a chicken to look good. She can count the rounds, score the rounds, and we'll give them a kick-ass production.
Well, you know, you got a point. I think that it may be able to happen. You know, the only thing we can do is ask. He can't say no. But I think what the first start you should do, Pedro, is Man, bring Don on your show like old times, man.
I do, but here's what I
3 hours.
I do, but time out, Aaron.
And let him go.
Aaron.
You know how I go. Let him just rap away for 3 hours.
Anyway, Don, I do let him go. When I call him, my phone says AAA Discreet Investigations, and he won't pick up the phone. I got to run, Aaron Snow. All the best to you. I love you.
I love you too, Brother Pedro. And thank you. You know, we have sat on the telecast together many times down in we're all across the country, and it's always a pleasure to sit on the telecast with you and commentate fights, man. You're a great guy, great radio guy, and keep up the good work that you're doing with Ringside Boxing.
My partner, Aaron Snow, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. It is happy birthday. Of course, we want to throw out a happy birthday wishes to a couple of friends. Straight up, my friend, of course. Wow. I want to say hello to Jason. Happy birthday to Jason. Jason's kicking ass. He's now 35 years old. Wish you the very best as far as your health is concerned. Continued success, young man. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are approaching the top of the hour, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I've got a surprise guest. We'll call him Barry Unboxing. He's from the UK. That'll come up at 40 minutes past the hour. And of course, Stitch Duran will be here. Jacob Stitch Duran, the cut man to the stars. Of course, the man sort of tells it like Andy. He told Dana White where to go. He's one of the few people on this planet who's able to tell Dana White were to stuff it and be able to walk away from him and prosper, because you know Dana White tried to black if you go against Dana White, he will blackball you, okay? But he couldn't blackball Stitch Duran. Bottom line is, Stitch is a different caliber. Stitch is one of the best pound-for-pound guys in the entire world when it comes to cut, man, and he's a great ambassador in the world of both boxing and MMA. So Stitch Duran and a special guest, Barry on Boxing, in hour number two. And, of course, we will do a eulogy to Olivia. May she rest in peace, Olivia Missouri. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned. In 6 minutes, we come back after the news.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump says the United Auto Workers are being sold down the river by their leadership. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump touched on the standoff between the auto workers and the big three auto manufacturers, saying he's on the side of making our country great. He said he doesn't believe the auto workers are going to have jobs because electric cars are going to be made in China. A recently discovered letter shows that Pope Pius XII knew details of the Nazis' plans to exterminate Jews as early as 1942.
The letter dated December of 1942 was written by a Jesuit priest who was in Germany's anti-Nazi resistance and addressed to the Pope's personal assistant. In the letter, the priest writes sources had confirmed that about 6,000 Poles and Jews were being killed in what he called SS furnaces every day at a camp in German-occupied Poland. Critics of Pope Pius XII have long accused the wartime pope of lacking the courage to speak out on information he had, despite pleas from Allied leaders fighting Germany. I'm Scott Carr.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned that they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care. Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. Kansas has stopped altering transgender individuals' birth certificates to align with their gender identities.
The Kansas Health Department's announcement on Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obliged to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach clarified the law not only bars future alterations, but also mandates the reversal of any prior changes made to official records.
This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
California is suing five big oil companies for allegedly lying about climate change. On Saturday, Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement saying big oil has been covering up the fact about climate change for decades. The lawsuit highlights the extreme weather California has faced in the past year and accuses oil executives of hiding their knowledge about the dangers of climate change from the general public. A Colorado peak is a new name that wipes out a reference to a massacre of indigenous people. The peak, an hour southwest of Denver, is now Mount Blue Sky. For almost 130 years, it's been Mount Evans, named for Colorado territorial governor John Evans. Many historians believe Evans authorized the 1864 massacre of more than 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho tribal members, mostly women and children. The new name Mount Blue Sky honors the Arapaho, who were known as the Blue Sky People, and the Cheyenne, whose annual renewal of life ceremony is called Blue Sky. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other young children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children in an attempt to save their lives.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilo press, was found during an investigation. Despite a surprise inspection on September 9th, they reported no violations. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally, and I'm an award-winning writer. So I'm a different breed, right? But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. So I do open up the toll free at the top of each hour. You want to impart, you can. Most people say they're afraid to come on the air with me. I don't flush people down the toilet anymore. Back in the days when Pete Franklin and I were at KMBR, we used to flush people down the toilet. When people come on the air and they would call, they say something lame, bam, we'd flush them. Bottom line is, we don't flush people anymore. So there's really no need to be scared. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we come to you live on the WBC Facebook page. Of course, the WBC, the World Boxing Council, celebrating, wow, their big anniversary. And, of course, their convention is going to go down in November. It's going to be in Kazakhstan. We'll talk about that in depth. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I bring you a surprise, Barry on Boxing. That's at 40 minutes past the hour. And, of course, in about 12 minutes, we'll bring in Stitch Duran. Of course, cut man to the stars. When it comes to the world of mixed martial arts or boxing, Stitch is a preferred cut man. Why? Because he's just the best. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com. Can I keep going? I could, but I won't run out of time. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios on WBC TV.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylong Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That voice that brought me back there, of course, that was the cut man, Scott Cuddy. Of course, my producer for better than 15, make it 16 years. Of course, he retired about almost 2 years ago. Of course, medically went off to Colorado, but we've been calling him in Colorado. We can't get a hold of him. But the bottom line is he held this show together for so long. I mean, he was just like, he was the nuts and bolts. A couple of times I wanted to walk away, and he said, no, you got to keep it going. You got to keep it going. Here we are now in our 38th year, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that Scott Cuddy was the guy from 2006, of course, until now, 2021. He was here in 2021. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live War, of course. Canelo Alvarez is going to take on Jermell Charlo, 35-1-1, 19 KOs. They're saying Charlo's small. Charlo's a bigger dude. I mean, he just is. He's taller. He's got a bigger body. Okay. You know, Canelo's got a bigger gut. That's about it. I mean, people say to me, oh, Canelo's a natural 168 pounder. He's been champion for a long time. He's not a natural 168 pounder. He came into this game at 146 pounds. So maybe he was sweating down from 154. So he's probably like a junior middleweight at best. Says Charlo taking one of them ice baths. Those ice baths are pretty cool. They really are. I mean, they really do all kinds. If you're depressed or you got anxiety, take an ice bath. I mean, holy cow. Talk about straightening your world out. That just gets everything going in the right direction. But, of course, Charlo, smaller physically? No. Canelo's a smaller guy physically. Of course, he's got the height. I think he's got the reach. I think he's got the better boxing technique and the boxing abilities. When it comes to the end of the day, Canelo hasn't fought black boxers, per se. I mean, when's the last time he fought a guy with Charlo's type of makeup? He hasn't. He really hasn't. He fought old guys, fought a lot of older black guys. But the bottom line is, he hasn't fought any black guys in their prime. Now, I know that sounds sort of racist, isn't that? But I'm just trying to tell you that black fighters have a different style. They just do. I mean, Charles is going to come out there. He's going to try to stick and move. He's trying to use that right hand to offset Canelo at times with some good, powerful shots. He's going to be willing to step in. And the bottom line is, he's got the intestinal fortitude of a champion. He just does. I mean, when he was questioned before, Jermell stepped up. So I'm trying to tell you, he's met every challenge thus far. 35-1-1, guess what? He essentially be undefeated because he beat the people that he lost to. So I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the day, Charlo is a very live underdog, of course, against Canelo Alvarez. And people say to me, oh, man, why would Canelo pick him? Well, Canelo picked him because the other Charlo brother was a softer touch. Charlo, of course, the 160-pound Charlo, the reason why he was a softer touch was that he was like 205 pounds. When you're 205 pounds, you know, walking around trying to make the middleweight limit, unless you're Roberto Duran, you're probably not going to do it. So anyway, the weight was too much. He couldn't make the weight. He's got some problems outside the ring. Of course, didn't he bounce a check? Didn't Jermall Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, bounce a check and then get involved with some domestic violence? What do you know? I did. He left a restaurant without paying a bill. Come on, man. That's pretty tacky. That's pretty ghetto-ish. Anyway, bottom line is the Jermall Charlo, 160 pounds, still undefeated, maybe untested. I thought he was going to be the guy that maybe challenged Canelo. But, of course, they shifted the assignment to his brother. It's still in the same house. I mean, the Al Haymon house, the money's still there at PBC as far as Premier Boxing Championship. So they're still going to get their cut. But at the end of the day, Canelo Alvarez, of course, the pound for pound king, no more. Stick a fork in him. He's done. He's just soft. I mean, why do you guys, I keep getting I get a few emails here and there that saying that I'm wrong and people on Facebook are willing to fight me. No one's really willing to go to blows to defend Canelo Alvarez. What are you defending? I mean, Demetrius Bivol beat him like a girl, just boxed his ears, okay? He couldn't do nothing there. I want a rematch. He was pounding his chest, wanted a rematch. He wanted no part of a rematch. I mean, you never went to a rematch. Then, of course, in challenge, instead of, yeah, and he's a WBC guy, right? WBC guy, right? He should have challenged for the WBC championship against Artur Bitev, but he wanted no part of that. I mean, wasn't Bitev old enough, 37 years old? 19-0, 19 knockouts. That's what I think barred the Canelo Alvarez. The fact that, you know, Bitev is so big, he hits hard. You can slap on him all night. Because I'm not trying to say that Canelo's a slapper. At 168, he's not a puncher per se. He's not a legitimate super middleweight. He just isn't. Sort of like, I'm not trying to say Ray Leonard, because Ray Leonard was nowhere near a super middle. When you fought Tommy Hearns, you could see the size difference. Like, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Take that back, three things. The second Leonard Hearns fight, of course, that fight ended up a draw. I was there ringside, and I looked at that fight, you know, afterwards and said to myself, Tommy really deserved to get that fight. And, of course, Ray, I went to Ray in the dressing room after the fight. I said to him, Ray, I said, I don't think he won here. Pedro, what? What? I don't think he won here, man. I don't think he won. I don't think it was a draw either. Anyway, later in life, Ray Leonard came on the show and admitted that Tommy Hearns got the better of it. Take that back. I think we had the three of them together for a gig in Philadelphia or Atlantic City, and Ray came out. I think Ray said it in the public that Tommy deserved to get that notch, of course. So that was in June of 1989. The first fight was in September of 1981. Of course, Ray Leonard winning the TKO in 14th round when referee Davey Pearl thought that the hitman had enough. Of course, that was the night Tommy Hearns could have came out and destroyed Ray Leonard. What was Tommy thinking? I mean, Tommy was the hitman, the hurt man. He was the guy that was going out there and knocking people dead. So he comes out and he fights Ray Leonard and he boxes like an amateur. I mean, yeah, he was. He looked like Tommy Hearns, the Golden Glover. I kid you not. He was boxing like an amateur, and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, why is he boxing when he should be going out there trying to put some hurt on Ray? I mean, this is what you are. You're the hitman. You're supposed to go out there and inflict pain on people, not box with people. Okay? Didn't work for you. When he was an amateur, Tommy couldn't box. Tommy couldn't punch. Tommy could box, but he couldn't punch. Couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag at 132 pounds when he's fighting an amateur. Lost to Aaron Pryor, lost to a couple other guys. But the guy on the bottom line is, when he went to 147, he was the hardest puncher in the history of the division, without a doubt, okay? And I think he should have went out there and tried to smoke Ray Leonard instead of trying to box Ray Leonard, much like Marvin Hagler. Hagler, of course, had all that size, that weight, the girth. I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and in combat sports, and Marvin Hagler was so much bigger than Ray Leonard. Even if I thought Ray Leonard was taking Flintstone vitamins that night, wink, wink, he might have been, in my opinion. But the bottom line is Marvin was still a bigger guy, and he refused to impose his will. I didn't get that. He couldn't impose his will. He wanted to box with Ray. I mean, he wanted to prove he was a better boxer. Larry Merchant says that Hagler was a head case to an extent. In those two fights, I think it proved it. I mean, it just did. I mean, Marvin, at one point in time, I remember when he was going out there and just destroying people. I remember I watched him train at Johnny Taco's gym in Las Vegas, and it would be like eerily quiet. Nobody wanted to say anything because, you know, Marvin sort of ran the store. There was no doubt about it. When Marvin trained, people shut up. He didn't do anything. Okay, you just watched him. You had to admire the drive, the fact that there was nothing about him other than boxing. It just wasn't. I mean, he talks about war and being away from his family and going. He was so dedicated, I couldn't believe it. But at one point in time, the dedication went away. When it went away, it went after the Tommy Hearns fight. I think the Tommy Hearns fight in 1985 took a lot out of Marvin Hagler. And from that point forward, he fought once in 86, and then he fought once in 1987. Of course, those two times, he fought against John the Beast Mugabe. Mugabe put a beating on him. I mean, it was a back-and-forth beating. I mean, these guys just went back-and-forth like two guys with clubs. I kid you not. Of course, Mugabe, the unbeaten, I take that back, he did lose one fight, didn't he, to Dwayne Thomas? Did he lose one? That was later. But he was unbeaten when he fought, well, Marvin Hagler, of course, the world middleweight title. It was outdoors in the rain, March of 1987, I believe. And, of course, it was outdoor in the rain. And my slick cousin Jim said, I'm going to make some money today. I said, how's that? He went to Walgreens or somewhere and bought like 100 garbage bags. You know those big garbage bags, those green garbage bags? He sold them for $10 a pop, and he sold out. That's how quickly. Hey, it was raining. I kid you not, it was raining outdoors. He had to do something about the rain. But that was that day. Of course, Marvin Hagler and John the Beast Mugabe. Of course, Mugabe tested Hagler without a doubt. Of course, Hagler stopped him. But at the end of the fight, Hagler was telling the Petronellis, of course, they were cutting off his gloves. Have I lost it? Do I still have it? Something like that. So there was doubt in his mind at that point in time that he had lost the sharpness that made him become the marvelous one. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that he wasn't fighting often. Listen, he got old laying down. He just did. I mean, it's not like he abused his body when he wasn't training, but when Marvin didn't train, he didn't train. Much like Gennady Golovkin. Gennady Golovkin, he used to get fat. But when Triple G didn't train, he didn't train. But when Marvin wasn't training, he wasn't training. He just didn't, okay? I mean, he kept himself together, but he didn't train, per se. And I think those last few years, when he was fighting once a year, I think that took away the zip and the zeal from Marvin Hagler. And, of course, at the end of the day, of course, he would have the hard run with Mugabe and then lose the decision to Sugar Ray Leonard and be off. He won 24 and make $24 million in that first fight. Of course, I told you how he did it, right? He got like a $10 or $12 million purse for the fight. Then he sold the size of the ring for like $4 or $5 million. It was going to be a 20-foot ring instead of an 18-foot ring, I think, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is he sold the rounds. Instead of 15 rounds, it would be 12 rounds. I mean, he sold his soul. But he sold his soul thinking he would just storm and just gangster slap, just roll over Ray Leonard like he rolled over Tommy Hearns. And instead, he came out and he tried to box him. So I never really understood that. You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. More after the break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look. I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call?
Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Think of my career as a boxer is not even a tenth of what Customato meant to me or to all other people that he influenced. It was more like the boxing part was just so limited. It was really nothing compared to the humanity we had between one another. He was my father. He was my father. And it's nothing else I could tell you. He loved me. I loved him. You know, the man lived a long life, 77 years, longer than probably that I'll live. And as far as, you know, he's gone now. You know, the show must go on, you know. There's nothing I could do or anyone else could do about it. The show must go on.
Mike Tyson on the death of his mentor, of course, Gus D'Amato. Gus found him in the hood, turned him into the world heavyweight champion, without a doubt. And, of course, he was a guy that was small. I mean, Mike Tyson was a small guy. Maybe he's 5'10 at the best. Anyway, Stitch ready to go? Waiting on Stitch Duran. Of course, Cut Man of the Stars coming to us from the Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Stitch and I go back like 40 or 50 years. I don't want to know how far Stitch and I go back because of the fact it's like to the 70s, the late 1970s, fighting in the amateurs and kids like that. So I see my man behind the impeccable one's working on this one as I speak. So straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Canelo, a prohibitive favorite over Jermell Charlo. It probably shouldn't be that way. But then again, of course, it's going to go the way people bet. And for the most part, people bet when they go to Canelo Alvarez fights, they bet Canelo Alvarez. Just like when they go to Ali fights, they bet Ali. When they go to Chavez fights, they bet Chavez. So that's just the way it is. He's a favorite. There's no doubt about it. People are going to bet him because they bet him. Like when Oscar De La Hoya fought Bernard Hopkins. Of course, I bet a bunch of money on Bernard Hopkins. It was a long-ass line to make the bet, right? It was, I bet, like $250 at minus 3-1, something plus 3-1, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, when it came to redeem the ticket, I was the only one in line. Nobody redeemed the ticket. Everybody bet on Oscar De La Hoya. So people betting the favorite without a doubt. We are waiting to hook up Stitch Duran. Of course, my man in the other room is just freaking out as I speak. I kid you not. 1-800-878-7529, Stitch. If you didn't get the number right, I'll give it to you again. 1-800-878-7529. I'm trying to get Stitch Duran as I speak. And of course, yesterday was a production nightmare. This isn't such a production nightmare, of course, but yesterday was. Now, Terrence Crawford, although Errol Spence has wanted to exercise his rematch clause, whereas Crawford has said it's going to be at 147, 148 pounds, basically saying the fight's not going to take place. And, you know, he probably doesn't want to hurt Errol Spence. I mean, money is one thing, but the bottom line is this guy's been beat on so bad. I mean, having tossed out of that car and then taking that licking like he did, you know, it's just really not worthy of him to step back into the boxing ring anytime soon. Maybe not for the rest of his life. I mean, he made enough money, no doubt about that. Now we take it to Las Vegas. We got Stitch on the line. My man, Jacob Stitch Duran, Cut Man of the Stars. How are you?
Love you live, Pedro. Thanks for having me on again, man. It's always a nice way to spend Sunday afternoon.
I know, but it's hell to get a hold of you, man. What, you got a secretary now?
No, I have the phone in my hand. I couldn't understand that.
Okay, all right. Anyway, you know, Stitch, the heavyweight champion of the world, I asked Aris Nola about this in hour number one, but the heavyweight champion of the world, anytime he steps into the ring, his title's on the line, correct?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, whether it's a sanctioning body or not, the bottom line is the world heavyweight champion, if he gets in the ring and he gets beat. So if he gets beat by this guy Francis Ngannou, does that make him the champ or do we make the title vacant?
Ooh, good question. I wouldn't think that Ngannou would deserve the champion. If he knocked out Tyson Fury, that he would deserve to be the world champion. It's only his first fight. But if it leaves it open now because he gets knocked out, then I can see that. Good point, Pedro. I didn't even think about that.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. What about the era of money being poured into boxing? Are you down with that?
With Nate Diaz. I mean, that's kind of money being poured into boxing.
How much money did Nate Diaz make?
You know what? His agent, Zach Wildenfeld, on paper, said that he made anywhere from $15 to $20 million.
To $20 million against Jake Paul?
Him and Jake Paul, they co-promoted. They had all the rights to sponsorship, to viewership, to merchandise. You know, smart way to do it, Pedro.
Are you trying to tell me Nate Diaz is not as dumb as he looks?
You know, 100%. But I knew that from get-go. Yeah, I knew that from get-go. Sharp, sharp kid, man.
No, I know he's sharp. He had I forget who his trainer was. But they had a trainer, and of course they were training here in the city out of Stockton. But at one point in time, man, Nate and Nick, they were the it was because of those two getting in that brawl on CBS television that CBS didn't do that MMA series. Remember that?
I was there.
Yeah,
we hit behind the bar, that's for sure, man. They're throwing chairs and everything.
You know, I think CBS was jinxed because they didn't do the MMA thing there. And then when myself, Mills Lane, and Al Bernstein were given a contract by CBS to do a once-monthly show on CBS television, Mills Lane had a stroke. So CBS getting involved with late-night sports, I mean, I thought that was going to be the avenue to that was going to be it. Me and Bernstein didn't get along at all. I think he's the most insecure man in the history of boxing, without a doubt, okay? But the bottom line is, when we got on the air, it's flowed perfectly.
Good. Hey, well, all you guys know the game, so what better combination?
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, Stitch, what's on your agenda? What are you doing these days? What's up? When are you going on the road next?
Wednesday, I just got back from Corpus Christi. I was there with Top Rank for the fights. I worked 4 out of the 8 fights. And Wednesday, I head off to Orlando. I'm working with Chon Cepeda, Jose, and he's fighting Cesta. So, and then I think the week of Canelo, I'll be with Ugas. And then I got Linares and Top Rank and all that. So I'm staying busy, Pedro, thank God.
Okay, Canelo and Charlo. God, I'm getting in trouble for this, and every time I think I mention this, the WBC posts this disclaimer up on the page, this and that. But the bottom line is, I think that Charlo, because he fights black. I don't know how to say it. I'm not racist saying that. Some guys fight like Mexicans, and some guys fight like black guys, and Charlo fights like a black guy, and Charlo's black, and he's tall, and he's got range, and he's got decent muscles in this and that as far as his repertoire is concerned. And I think he's got a live shot against Canelo Alvarez. Am I wrong?
I agree 100%, and I understand what you're talking about in style, and I agree 100%. You know, and then, you know, the thing about anything is you can beat anything, but you can't beat time. So Canelo's been on such a nice ride that eventually, you know, when's it going to get clipped, you know? Is it with Charlo? Can Charlo do it? I think so.
Well, the fact that he looked so good against John Ryder in his last event. Of course, John Ryder fighting on the day that the king was anointed, King Charles, was a big day for the UK, so he got to go the distance against the so-called pound-for-pound king of boxing. But at the end of the day, I thought he looked a little puffy. And then, you know, you got Canelo taking pictures for these fights. When they announced his fight, he took a picture in a gut shirt. You know what a gut shirt is?
No.
A gut shirt is one of those shirts that hides your gut. You know exactly. No. Man. Come on, Stitch. No. Anyway, bottom line is, I think he got overweight, and I think that now we've got Canelo Alvarez sort of like in the mold of Roberto Duran. In other words, camps aren't about training anymore. They're about losing weight.
Oh, wow. Good analogy. Let's see what happens. You know, but we were talking about the other day also, and in this situation, you're right. Eddie Reynoso works as the coach and cut man, but I think it would be fair and it would be logical for him to have a cut man to do cut man duties because you were talking about those styles, right? Mm-hmm. And I could see Canelo possibly getting cut.
You know, when you lose a lot of weight, when you lose a lot of weight in camp, you lose a lot of weight, you are more prone to cuts. Things happen to you, this and that. So Canelo probably should cross his I's and cross his T's and dot his I's. But you know, the bottom line is this money. We've seen it before. Guys don't want to spend the money until the spit hits the fan and they're looking around.
Good analogy.
I mean, yeah, that's just the way it is. So Charlo's got a good shot. What about Errol Spence? Does Errol Spence ever fight again?
You know, I don't know. You know, I think, you know, at this point it becomes, instead of a physical aspect, becomes more of a mental aspect. You know, does he continue? Does this that he has with Crawford, does he hurt him mentally? I don't know. I just stitch.
When he got thrown out that car, though, that was a brain bleed. You saw the brain around both corneas. I mean, the blood around both corneas in his eyes. That's a definite concussion, a definite brain bleed. I mean, he was severely hurt in that. And then to come back, he comes back, and he sort of looked like Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes after the first round with Terrence Crawford. So, in other words, I'm sort of suspect of the fact that, you know, Nevada let Ali fight when he couldn't touch his finger to his nose 10 times, and they let Errol Spence fight after that car accident. I just think it was a bit suspect.
You know, and I agree, at least on stopping the fight after that first knockdown. I just saw body language and his eyes, they changed. You know, at that point, I think he was mentally was defeated anyway.
Okay. Real quick, should Ryan Garcia be banned from boxing? Did he quit like a dog, or did he go into that fight hurt with Tank Davis? What happened?
No. Give him another shot, man. You know, everybody has excuses, and, you know, they look for negatives of a fighter, but, you know, you got to give Ryan Garcia some credit.
Okay.
And give him that up.
Okay, real quick. My ex-girlfriend's kid has lost 3 amateur fights in the world, and he's 32 years old. Should he quit?
Well, do it for enjoyment. If you're doing it for the love, have him continue. If you're doing it for the money, have him get a job.
Stitch Duran, kiss your lovely wife. Say hello for me. We'll talk real soon.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks.
The cut man of the stars, without a doubt. When it comes to the world of mixed martial arts and or boxing, of course, the cut man is Jacob Stitch Duran. It comes originally from Santa Rosa, California. Of course, we were together back in the amateurs. And of course, he told Dana White where to go. He told Dana, you know, the two-finger salute. Yeah, he gave that to Dana a little bit more. And of course, Dana White is the worst person in the world every week on this show, without a doubt. The worst person in the world, Dana White of the UFC. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with a surprise guest. Barry on boxing? We'll find out about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports by Live.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
From the soul side of town, Dr. Fernandez is in the house. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 38 plus years now, we've been on the air. First radio, now TV. Of course, WBC TV coming to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Now, bottom line is, usually I don't surprise myself and I always do things right, like script, not scripted, but I talk to people before I get to put them on the air so I know what's going on. The bottom line is, Barry Unboxing, I know little bit about Barry, but the bottom line is Barry's been in the United States now for 25-30 years, and we're talking about the best fighter ever when it comes to the UK. Without a doubt, it has to be undefeated Joe Calzaghe. Without a doubt, what do you think?
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, unbeaten, and I don't know if I told you this, but when he hit Pat Lawler told me he got hit with a baseball bat one time, you know, in a street fight.
Yeah, he never
been hit as hard as Joe Calzaghe hit him. Plus, Calzaghe was hitting him from the opposite side. When you hit guys from the opposite side of southpaws, it hits harder because you're not accustomed to getting hit on that side.
For sure.
When Ernie Chavez knocked the spit out of me in the 1984 Olympic National Golden Gloves down in Las Vegas. I mean, he was fat. You know what I'm saying? I said to myself, this guy's never even going to hit me this night. He hit me 3 times in the whole fight, man. I looked up the third time, the second knockdown in the second round. I looked across the ring. There was 8 of him, and it was like 4 referees. So I said, I'm out of here.
Confused, huh?
Yeah, too many guys. But Calzaghe, because of the hands, he couldn't punch Leighton's career.
Yeah, I think even early, I think he had problems. But later on for sure.
Okay, how come Lennox Lewis, 1988 Olympic gold medalist, of course, undefeated as a heavyweight champion, considering he beat everybody that beat him, okay, right?
Yeah.
How come he doesn't get the props that he should?
I think a little bit of a lack of charisma, for one thing, and a bit of a safety-first style a lot of the time, so... I think he gets his respect now, to be honest with you.
I carried his belt, the IBO belt, back to the ring. Manuel Stewart was coming out of the ring. I forget who he fought. David Tua. He fought David Tua in Las Vegas.
Great win.
So he's coming down out of the ring. He won every round, every minute, every round. Tua was supposed to be a threat, but he wasn't. Tua was, at one point, the throwing Samoan. When he gained weight, he became the slowing Samoan. So he had no chance. Anyway, we're after the fight. Manuel's coming down the stairs. He goes, come back to the dressing room with me. I said, because he gives me the IBO belt to carry it back to the dressing room, and I'm watching Lennox Lewis pace around the dressing room. He's like a lion. He's pacing around the room. He goes, he wasn't spit. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H, okay? He wasn't spit. He never hit me. And I watched him decompress. It took about 8 to 10 minutes, but Lennox Lewis finally came back down, and he was like really mellow this now. But at one point in time, I thought he was unbeatable at heavyweight. He was 6'7". I mean, you think he lacked charisma? I think it was the fact he was un-American. He wasn't American. I think that because people in the UK had a problem with him.
Yeah, he wasn't popular in the UK for a long while. Everyone loved Frank Bruno. So
really?
Oh, yeah, the fans loved Frank Bruno.
You know, Bruno, I took a
Bruno plane. Fought really well against Lewis, actually. He gave him a hard night.
Yeah. But that was Lewis. There was a lot of pride on the line there, without a doubt. Yeah. Bruno and I flew out of Vegas the day after Mike Tyson beat him up. Okay. So I think it was a third round knockout, something like that. We're flying to San Francisco, and he's got this blonde chick. I forget it was his wife or something. So we're in first class. We're talking up, blah, 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 blah. I mean, listen, when I lost fights, you didn't talk to me for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because he knows. I was depressed, man. I mean, holy cow, I lost a fight. He loses the heavyweight championship of the world. He gets knocked out. And the next day,
He was probably relieved. Frank Bruno was, yeah. He wasn't always the steadiest, most confident there.
So you think he's mentally weak?
I don't think he was mentally weak, because to get him with Tyson twice, it takes some balls, doesn't it? But yeah, I think he crumbled, didn't he, under the pressure. But,
you know, when I think of boxing from the UK, of course, Mickey Duff, Morris Prager, was his born name. But he was a wild guy. He was considered like the smartest guy in all of boxing, Mickey Duff. I mean, wow. I celebrated him for years. I got to go places with him. And when I would go to different events like the WBC Medical Congress in Aruba, I hung around with Mickey. You know what I'm saying? And not because I wanted to be a kiss ass or anything like that. I just wanted to absorb some of the knowledge that he had. I mean, that's how brilliant he was, okay? And then, of course, at the end, the last time I saw him, he had Alzheimer's, and that was a little rough. That was a little rough to deal with. Much like promoter Dan Duva, the smartest guy in the world, he came up with the invention of home pay-per-view back in 1981 with the Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns fight. Of course, when he declined, he got a brain cancer and a tumor and this and that. When he declined, it was like when you watch brilliant men decline because of cancer or a brain tumor. It's just like it was just bad, but I really had a hard time with Mickey because I didn't know where to go. When you have somebody with Alzheimer's, you don't know where you can go. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mickey, remember this? Remember? You don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a little tough, for sure.
Okay, now we've got Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion. I got a problem with him because he hasn't fought anybody in a long time. I mean, just be honest.
He should be fighting Usyk. There's no doubt about it.
All right, but come on. Usyk's stock probably dropped. If Usyk was worth a dime 3 or 4 weeks ago, in my opinion, he's worth about 3 or 4 cents now because that blow. That blow he took on the belt line there. First of all, the cup's supposed to be at the belly button. Anything below the belly button is a low blow. But when his belt line is belt line, you know what I'm saying? And you don't get, unless your scrotum is caught between your cup and your leg, you don't get hurt from low blows. They're discomforting, but they're not going
to
kill you.
That was a tough call, I have to say, but I think I prefer the way it ended to a knockout for Dubois. I don't think that would have been a just ending.
Okay.
I don't see that. Yeah,
okay, so you must be hanging out with my buddy then, Luis Pabon, the referee, right? my buddy, Puerto Rican referee, right? Luis, this is for you, pal. I can't believe they should never let you referee another title fight.
The big mistake the ref made was
when he told the guy, told goes, hey, I'm ready to go. Yeah, exactly. And he goes, no, take some more time.
Yeah, Usyk was ready after about 3 minutes. He
should... He was ready right away.
I don't know about that.
That was an acting job. Listen, that was on TV.
I didn't see Usyk doing that.
He got hurt with a body shot, I think, against Anthony Joshua. So he doesn't take it well downstairs. Plus, he's a smaller guy. And nobody's ever tested him down there. I mean, none of the cruiserweights ever tested him down there. So when these guys crack him to the body, things...
I think it was a little bit like the Andre Ward Kovalev shots, though. They were low, too. I think they're smack in the middle, and they were low. So he had that fight won, too, by the way.
Here's what Sergey Kovalev, of course, came in the first fight with Andre Ward. He might have won that fight. People thought it was real close, of course. But the second fight, Andre Ward came out there and kicked his ass ghetto style.
I don't think so. I think it's about even. I think the judges did a disservice to Ward in the first fight.
Yeah.
But he should have lost that fight. And I think in the rematch, I think Ward and the ref did him a disservice for his career, because I think he was on the verge of knocking him out for legitimately, not a low blow. So when you look back at those fights for Ward, you really look back and think they were great wins.
Here's my problem with Ward. I picked Ward to win the gold medal. I went on Channel 4. They said to me, you're shilling. Gary Radnich, he said, you're shilling this and that. And I jumped on Gary with both feet, man. I said, I don't show for anybody, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, when he won the gold medal, and they said, he doesn't look so good in a couple of pro fights, this and that. But the bottom line is, he had never lost a fight. As an amateur, I watched him over here in King's Gym over in Oakland, right? He was schooling these kids as a kid. And the one fight that he lost, he might have got ripped off on as an amateur fight, okay? Yeah. So he did get the benefit of the doubt that one fight, I think with the Kovalev fight. But he redeemed himself well in the second fight, and then he got out.
That was a smart move.
Because, you know, he has the Achilles tendon of a cadaver in his leg.
He has a what?
An Achilles tendon of a dead man.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because they replaces. He used to push cars. He used to push cars around a parking lot in Hayward, California. That's how he got strong. He used to push a station wagon, and Virgil Hunter would be in the station wagon, and he would push it. Well, he ripped out his knee, tore his Achilles tendon doing that, evidently, and they replaced it. Nobody knew about it, but he has the Achilles tendon of a cadaver. So he's got some issues with his legs and injuries, because he was thinking about coming back for a Canelo fight about a year and a half ago. He got slim. Wait, the fat Andre Ward sort of looked like Jose for a while. Then he got real, real slim. You know what I mean? He got real lean. I said, he's in the gym. I called over in Hayward, California. Oh, yeah, Andre's been coming in, but he's not doing anything seriously. So how long has he been coming in now? 4 weeks. 4 weeks in the gym. He ain't doing nothing serious. No, no. He was testing that Canelo money.
Yeah.
He wanted to come back for that Canelo money.
Retirement payday. Huh?
Canelo and Charlo. Canelo and Ryder. Did John Ryder get up for the event because the king was being anointed that day, do you think? You think it was an emotional thing for him?
I think Ryder got up for the fight, and I think he's a solid contender as well. He's an underrated guy. He had a bit of a patchy start to his career, but I think by the time the last few years, he's been looking good. So, okay.
Why is it, I'll ask you, Barry on Boxing here is our special guest, but why is it when you get guys and the world's on the line and they choke and they don't throw punches, what do you attribute to that? I mean, because you see it now and then, you say to yourself, wow, the guy did nothing.
The event just gets them sometimes, I guess. I think Ryder threw punches in that fight.
He was game all the way to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Ryder was game all the way. But then again, you know, Canelo, Triple G hasn't fought since he fought Canelo, and Canelo had to fight him two or three times. And I mean, is Canelo overrated?
I think he is a little bit. I don't think he's ever been the best fighter in the world. I think he's been in the top 10 and even the top 5, but I don't think he's ever the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, no.
Okay, so what about Crawford? Is Crawford the best fighter pound-for-pound in the world right now?
No, I think Inoue.
I think Inoue is one of the best
fighters I've ever seen.
I know you and I are like the only two guys that even want to entertain that. You know what I'm saying? The rest of the world,
Crawford's right there with him, but if I had to pick one or the other, I'd pick Inoue. I think he's been the best fighter in the world for about 4 or 5 years now.
He's a monster. He lives up to the name. But he's a monster,
can,
of course.
Can
but
you
he's
see
never...
any flaws in a way? I can't think of any.
The only thing that's going to get him maybe is size. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. I think that if he moves up to like 130 pounds, he may face a size differential at that point in time.
I
but at 126, I think that's where he's going to find his limit.
I think so. Exactly the same. I think I remember him saying he sparred with Lee Wood a year or so ago, and he said he noticed the difference. And Lee Wood can punch.
You know what's funny is that you get in the ring with a guy, and I didn't like making 139 pounds. It was junior welterweight limit back then. It was a pain in the ass. I used to make 140, 140 and a half, and I'd be cool. And my mother would have to run me into the ground to get the other half a pound off each, you know, crab like that. So anyway, I thought I'd move up to 147. So I moved up to 147, went down to the valley and beat up on a bunch of farmers, bunch of farm workers down there named Jose. I'm just kidding, and Jorge and guys like that. Julio, people like that down there in Fresno, Bakersfield. So I qualified for the National Golden Gloves. So I went down to the Nationals to fight as a welterweight. That guy hit me so hard, I couldn't believe it. I told you. Well, I almost, it was like 4 or 5 guys, 6, 8 guys. I mean, it was crazy. Size matters. That's why they have these weight classes. 4 pounds is an incredible amount of weight at that size.
Yeah, for sure. But when you got Inoue's power and technique, I mean, people thought Fulton was going to be the bigger, stronger guy, but... I mean, Fulton couldn't really punch, but he had a great all-round fighter. But Inoue walked through him, really.
Okay, so why doesn't he, but he's a star in Japan, but in order to be a superstar internationally, does he have to fight here in the United States?
It's probably worth his while, I'd say. I mean, he can't go wrong. He's been over here a couple of times already, I think, hasn't he? But yeah, I think in a big fight, a big Vegas fight, I think it could blow him up the same way Pacquiao blew up.
You know, the Japanese, if you've never been to Japan for a fight, it's an incredible feeling. I mean, the Korakuen Hall, I was at a fight hall there. It's like they don't say anything. It's really quiet during the fights, this and that. And they clap, and they're real polite, this and that. And I'm saying, I'm the only ghetto one there. I had a couple of drinks one night. I mean, I'm ghetto one out watching the fights, this and that. You can't do it in Japan. You can't. I mean, it's like you have to behave.
You remember the hush for the Tyson Douglas fight? I remember watching that live as a late teens, I guess. And the crowd was hushed.
And the crowd was hushed. And of course, Mike Tyson still maintains that he won that fight. It was a long count with Buster Douglas. That's a bit of a reach.
Yeah, just a little bit. It was a pretty long count, but I don't think it was, but
it doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter how long the count is. It's a count. If I counted like one.
Douglas could have got up a little early if he had to, I think.
I know, but if I had to count long, slow, it's still an eight count. And plus, Buster was looking at him, and here's what's up. When Buster went down, I interviewed Buster for British Boxing Monthly, made a bunch of money on that one. Anyway, so I got to Buster in his coach, John Johnson, before the fight, and I'll never forget what John Johnson told me on the phone from Tokyo. He goes, "I didn't think the son of a bitch was going to get up." He goes, "The dog got up. I couldn't effing believe it." He goes, "And now I'm a millionaire."
Yeah, I mean, he only just got up, but and that was a devastating uppercut from Tyson.
Without
Not many
doubt.
People get up from his uppercut.
Yeah. Well, Barry, I thank you for your time, man. It's been great. I thank you so much. I thank my buddy Jose for introducing me to you. We're going to spend some regular sessions together, hopefully in the future.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We come back, we get serious.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let that play just a second. I saw him last week. Lenny Williams, of course, then with Tower of Power back in 1973, the platinum recording artist, was at the Funk Fest last week, of course, Saturday, the 9th, of course, of September. Vallejo, California, Can Function, the average white band. We had a great time, without a doubt. But Lenny Williams, of course, is famous for singing So Very Hard to Go. And the reason why I wanted to play So Very Hard to Go right now is that a friend of mine has left the building. Of course, I'm talking about Dear Olivia. One of the last surviving moms of my generation, Olivia Meservey, passed away this week. Okay? Growing up, she was a quintessential single mom. So when Olivia thought her son Jose was screwing up big time, she pushed him hard into the U.S. Army. 92 years old, but I still blame COVID for her decline. When COVID hit, they wouldn't let her have visitors. So I thought, hey, that's cool. That's great. She won't get sick. Olivia was never the same after COVID. I remember hollering at the hospital ombudsman, the administrator, how the hell did she get it when this place is on lockdown? In the end, I remember what she'd say every night when we would make a noise out in front of the house. Guess what? We lived on Coleridge Street, right? We'd make a noise out in front of the house. And at 10 o'clock, she would very quietly open up her second floor history window and say, people got to go to work tomorrow. And guess what? That's all she had to say. None of us gave her any smack. Nobody said anything. Jose's mother had spoken. The godmother of the block had spoken. It was over. We were quieting down. And if she had to come out a second time, man, it was over. But the bottom line is, I want to appreciate her. She was a great friend of mine. She was my mentor, my Hebrew therapist. I used to go to her at the old folks' home and sit there for 20 minutes to a half hour and scream and bitch and tell her all kinds of things. She would put her hand on my shoulder, and I was healed. Straight up, I miss her. I love her. Thank you so much for the time we spent together. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC-TV.